Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Years ago, an acquaintance had an interest in acquiring a single coin. The coin he wanted would be one that would still be considered special 1,000 years from now. He asked what coin had the best prospect of achieving that importance. My answer was influenced by award-winning numismatic researcher Richard Doty. Doty served as a curator for the American Numismatic Society and the Smithsonian Institution's National Museum of American History. In one of his books, he made his case for the four most significant coin issues in all history. To make this list, the coin had to circulate widely for a long time and be so popular in commerce that neighboring lands were pressured to issue equivalent value coins. The four coins that made Doty's list were the Athenian silver tetradrachm, the British silver penny, the Venetian silver grosso, and coins of the Latin Monetary Union standard. Among these four options, I reviewed which was most popular with numismatists now, signifying that it stood the test of time. Whichever of these coins had the greatest collector interest today would also likely continue to be important 1,000 years from now. To me, the answer was obvious: the Athenian silver tetradrachm. Here's why I suggested to my acquaintance that he purchase a nice Athenian silver tetradrachm, which he did. The tetradrachm denomination, meaning the value equivalent of 4 drachma, originated in ancient Greece. Coins of this denomination were issued by different cities and kingdoms there, not all of the same silver content. The Athens-derived Attic standard of 4.3 grams for the drachma meant that the tetradrachm standard gross weight was 17.2 grams. It was this standard that proved most popular in commerce across a wide area of the Mediterranean and as far east as India, including many lands not friendly with Athens. It debuted in Athens in 510 BC when the city adopted a democratic form of government and circulated widely for almost 500 years. The armies of Alexander the Great helped spread the use of the tetradrachm across an even larger geographic area. For more details on a coin to stand the test of time, come back Friday here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.